At the afternoon press conference yesterday, Incident Commander Rich Harvey stepped to the bank of microphones. Off in the distance, smoke hung on the mountains like fog at a graveyard.
I'd like to start by saying I hate wind. I wish it would go away.
Harvey said the wind is kicking up and making things hard on the firefighters. Crews were busy digging lines and attacking hotspots with the help of helicopters. Still, the fire spread, forcing the evacuations of thousands more yesterday from the town of Cristola near Woodland Park. Again, Harvey blamed the wind, saying it was driving the fire in unpredictable directions.
So we're kind of, from a fire standpoint, used to fires that will want to go in different directions. What's been different about this one is that they've wanted to go in different directions for sustained periods of time. You know, 3-4 hours all day long. So I'd say it's a very unusual situation.
Harvey pointed to a map behind him that shows the progression of the fire. South one day, north the next, and then east.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I've never seen a progression map look like that.
Officials are still assessing how many homes were destroyed and said numbers could be released sometime today. At a Red Cross shelter at Cheyenne Mountain High School, Chester and Beth Mosley, who live near Woodland Park, already know that their house is gone. It's the second time in 2 years their home has burned down. The first was not caused by a wildfire.
Last year, our RV burned down and we lost everything we owned. This year, our structure is gone and we're now homeless, and her work has been closed since the fire, because the fire started about a few hundred yards from where she works.
Their neighborhood was evacuated Sunday, first to a shelter at Woodland Park High School, which also had to be evacuated when the fire got too close. They eventually ended up here. Chester says they're leaving the state for somewhere perhaps a bit more wet.
You know, next to a river, something like that. You know, we make joke about it, but it's, you know, it's, we're done. This is 2 years in a row for us. I mean, you know, so we can't. How many times can you rebuild?
Chester says the evacuation Sunday was calm and organized. That was not David Atkinson's experience. Tuesday evening, the fire swept towards his Mountain Shadows neighborhood quickly.
Well, it was like something out of a Hollywood movie, like a towering inferno thing, because the fire came over the ridge, and it was just coming so fast that people were just barely had enough time to run out their house and jump in their car and get away.
Thousands of people were all doing the same thing Tuesday night.
And everything was backed up. You couldn't really go anywhere. People were starting to panic. People were running around the streets. People were driving over curves and parking lots. It was just a total nightmare.
He's staying with friends and came to the shelter today to find out if his house burned down. He left without any information, and he's antsy to find out.
At least you know if your house is burned down, at least you have a chance to process that, accept it, and move on with your life. If you don't, no, you can't. You're kind of living in limbo.
Fire officials said they expect the front to move in today, increasing cloud cover and humidity, but they cautioned it probably won't be enough to keep the fire from growing.